Sir, January manpower reports assorted into departmental communications, and this is my dress. I tried to select an outfit I thought would be appealing to both muggers and perverts.
By George, you've done it.
Well, thank you, sir. And once again, I want to say how much I appreciate your confidence in assigning me this undercover duty.
It's your turn in the barrel.
That's what I meant.
Look, I know not everybody is thrilled about...
Sir, that's all right. I know in the past that some of the other men have had problems with this assignment for psychosexual nature. I just want to say to me, just another detail.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Of course, no lashes.
Right.
We agreed on that.
Right. Yeah, post this stuff.
I hope we're coming to a chair.
This is our second story, man?
Stanley Golden.
And you are?
I'm Captain Miller.
Barn, he was ransacking an apartment on the third floor. When we broke in on him, he slipped down the fire escape.
Oh, I really slipped.
Anyway, when he did get up, he made a run for it down the alley. We caught up with him a few blocks away.
You cops are running much faster these days.
Pardon me for saying this, Mr. Golden. Aren't you a little old for this line of work?
I can see why he's captain.
Yeah, I'm much too old.
All right, we're going to have to book you now.
You don't have to give me the whole police procedure. I got outstanding warrants older than you.
And we'll check on those, too.
Oh, by the way, did I tell you that next July will mark my 50th year as a professional criminal?
My congratulations.
At least would have.
That's true. You'll probably be out of circulation at that time.
I'll be dead.
Excuse me?
I'm dying. I got liver cancer. I got 6, maybe 7 months at the most.
Sorry.
Sorry enough to let me go?
I'm afraid not.
I didn't think he would.
Mr. Golden, you want to take a seat right over here, please?
Sure.
Could I get you a cup of coffee?
Oh, no, thanks. My doctor told me caffeine makes me nervous. That was the good news.
So you want to post this one?
What is it?
It's from Internal Affairs.
Internal Affairs? What the hell are they want with us? Interdepartmental memo to Detective Squad 12th Precinct from us. Following instances of proscribed behavior and departmental infractions were observed during the two-week period ending December 15th. Sergeant S. Wojciechowicz, violation of Regulation 104-1, arrived late for duty on 12-3, 12-4, 12-5, 12-12, and 12-14.
Not 12-14.
Captain B. Miller, violation of Regulation 103-2, failure to report subordinates' late arrival on 12-3, 12-4, 12-5, 12-12, and 12-14.
Not 12-14.
Sergeant R. Harris, violation of Regulation 105-5, conducting personal business during on-duty hours. Made personal telephone calls on 12-8 and 12-10 to Wainwright Publishers, Spinner Landau Brokerage Firm, and Suits for Less Discount Clothiers?
I was just inquiring. I didn't buy nothing from them.
Sergeant A. Dietrich, violation of Regulation 118-2, unnecessary conversation. Aforementioned officer observed on numerous occasions engaged in lengthy, non-duty-related discussions and monologues. Moreover, officers' lack of enthusiasm and non-committal attitude toward official duties reflects poorly on his squad and the department.
That's a crock. What the hell's going on? Well, I think we've got a field associate up our way.
Former. They got him in all the precincts. But this guy sounds like he was in the room with us.
Yeah, 12th Precinct, Harris. Who are you? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we'll get somebody over. part. There's a disturbance over on 6th.
Dietrich, you and Wardrobe.
No, boy. Yippee-i-o-kai.
Too much?
Got a stoolie, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I knew a guy like that once up in Attica. He squealed on some guys. They ripped his tongue out and sent it to the warden.
Oh, what'd he do with it?
Just put it with the others. I could give you a million stories about those.
No, let's just try and get through this, huh? What's your date of birth?
October the 12th, 1909. I could give you a guesstimate on the other end.
That's okay.
Yeah, I understand. People don't like to talk about such things.
You're a next of kin?
Nobody.
Well, I got to have the name of someone to notify in case of an accident or, whatever.
I don't know.
Come on, I mean, there must be someone. Well, look, just give me the name of your closest friend or acquaintance, huh?
That would be you.
They're the ones you should be arresting, not me.
Why didn't you say that before? What do we got here? Cam, this is William Klein. He was wrecking an office.
But I just wanted to meet them face to face. I wanted them to admit what they were doing.
Who is they?
He was in the office of the Trilateral Commission.
Trilateral Commission?
Yeah, the Trilateral Commission.
All right, what is the Trilateral Commission?
It's an organization founded in 1973 by David Rockefeller to bring together business and political leaders from the United States, Europe, Japan, so they could work together for better economic and political cooperation between their nations.
Yeah, but that's what they'd like us to believe. But you see, what they're really up to is a scheme to plant their own loyal members in positions of power in this country, to work to erase national boundaries and create an international community, and in time, bring about a one-world government with David Rockefeller calling the shots.
I take it they're pressing charges?
Yeah, well, he broke a globe and some UNICEF artwork.
Well, they're in on it, too.
Okay, Mr. Klein, if you're just...
I'm telling you, our whole way of life as we know it is in jeopardy.
I appreciate that information.
But I have the documented evidence. It's all in there. Show him.
Well, he's got these magazines here.
Conspiracy Review. Suppressed Truth Roundup.
The whole master plan is exposed.
Yeah, well,
You're still not convinced, huh? Would you like to hear the names of just a few of the people who have been on the Trilateral Commission?
Not particularly.
James Earl Carter. Heard of him?
Look, Mr. Klein...
Henry Kissinger. You heard of him? Walter Mondale.
Who?
Mr. Klein, this is
John Anderson, George Bush. Now, you remember at the convention, everybody thought it was going to be Ford for Veep. You know what happened? David Rockefeller just picked up a phone, put in a call. Hey, Ronnie, forget Jerry, it's George. Bye. So,
No matter who won in November, they had their man in the White House.
Are you through?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, just have
listen, I'm sorry for yelling. It's just, I get so agitated when I think about what they're doing.
Try and relax now, Mr. Klein. You have a seat over there. You can give all this information to Sergeant Deep. Okay?
Thank you.
Sit down. Maybe Mr. Klein would like a cup of coffee?
It's not one of those international brands, is it? You know, the ones that broad on TV is always pushing? Swiss avocado. Who does she think she's fooling? You.
Richardson, Senator Alan Cranston, Arthur Burns, Zbigniew Brzezinski.
Do you want to take a break?
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right, let's get through this, okay?
Sure.
I need your full name.
William John Klein.
Klein, E-I?
E-I.
Oh.
I just checked Golden for priors.
And?
Barney, 115 arrests, 14 grand jury indictments, 23 felony convictions dating back to 1933.
Inspiring.
I also got a missing persons report his wife filed on him in 1948. It's still open, so I'm gonna, you know, try to locate her, get her to come down here for kind of, you know, a surprise reunion.
You seem to be taking an unusual interest in Mr. Golden.
Barney, he worked for Lucky Luciano? Bugsy Siegel?
It's worth a chapter in itself.
Pardon me?
Well, you are looking to get a book out of it, aren't you?
No.
No?
Well, that never occurred to me.
Well, I just assumed you were being so nice to the guy.
Well, maybe it's because I just like him.
Well, yeah, right.
I mean, relating to him, one human being to another.
Yeah, well, I just never saw you do that before.
Thank you, Barney.
Well, what I mean is
Well, you do have a tendency sometimes to maneuver people into a position where, they're on the defensive and you're in control. Like now? Yes.
Guys, it's gotta be Levitt.
What?
The Field Associate.
Bojo.
Yeah, I've been thinking it through, and it's got to be Lovett.
Do you have any evidence?
No.
Then why don't you just drop it?
Lovett, huh?
You finished writing up Klein.
Good.
So what's with this Field Associate?
Well, I think it's Lovett.
Bojo?
He's the only one that's up here all the time, sneaking around, watching everything we do with those weaselly little eyes.
Bojo, until you've got evidence, I suggest you just drop it, huh? Don't mention it again.
Not even to Levitt?
No! Don't even hint at it. I don't even want you thinking about it.
Oh, well, whatever you say.
And I'm sure you've got enough work to keep your mind off it. Yes?
Hope I'm not interrupting anything, sir.
Hi, little Levitt.
What is it?
I just wanted to check to see if there was anything else you needed before I changed gender. Fine. Having a little detective's powwow, are we?
No. We were just having a little unnecessary conversation.
That's fine. Well, excuse me.
The bathroom is right in there.
I still don't see why I gotta get neatened up.
Ah, come on. One should always look the best they can.
I think it's a little too late for that.
Come on, get it.
Oh, you got any Vitalis I could borrow?
I'm fresh out.
I guess you go through a bottle pretty fast.
Get in there.
Hey, you know, it's not only the right wing that's recognized the danger of the trilateralist. It was Gore Vidal, a liberal, who first exposed it.
Oh, yeah? Did you happen to see his version of Caligula?
Oh.
He exposed some nice stuff in there, too.
What about the trilateralists?
Lighten up, will you? Where's Goldie?
In the bathroom.
Find his wife yet?
Oh, yeah. I didn't tell her about him, though. You know, I just asked her to come down here.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know, they have not seen each other in 33 years.
You know, this is a beautiful thing you do.
Come on.
Talk movie rights yet?
Yeah.
It's me. I finished the DeMarco report. Oh, and the Jenkins report.
Good.
Then I compiled the January arrest statistics, and then I projected them for February, March, and April.
Is that it?
I cleaned my revolver.
Fine.
Is there anything else that I should be doing?
No, not at the moment.
I'm not thinking about it.
Good.
But you are.
Oh, Mrs. Golden?
Yeah.
Hi. I'm Sergeant Harris. We spoke on the phone earlier.
Yeah, well, it was nice to hear from you again.
Well, of course, I'm not the same officer you spoke to in 1948.
Oh, of course not. He was white and much younger.
Right. Would you please just sign these forms right here?
Forms? What for?
Well, it's just a little paperwork to close out your case.
Yeah, but what? Why? What happened?
Just sign right here. Yes, right here. Golden, I got a little surprise for you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yes?
Mr. Golden, this is your wife.
Karen?
Stanley?
Mm-hmm.
So they finally found you.
Yeah.
Well.
So how are you?
Pretty good. Yourself?
I'm dying.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Is there anything else you need?
No.
Can I leave?
Sure, why not?
Well, it was nice seeing you again.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm drained.
All right, come on, Mr. Golden. Let's get back in the cage.
Was that the surprise?
Oh, come on, just get back in the cage, will you?
Mail call. Harris. Nothing for you, fella. Wojciechowicz. Mail just came in. Thought I'd give you guys a few laughs.
Levitt?
Yes, sir, it's me. I hope you approve.
Oh, yeah, really, look very, vulnerable.
Thank you, sir. Well, I'll be heading on out now unless there's something else.
No.
I love it.
Wojo, don't.
This one is not for me.
Sorry.
All right.
Don't what, sir?
Oh, no. Just something between Wojo and myself. Something that never should have come up in the first place. But apparently has. Are you the field associate?
Well?
What's the question?
Levitt.
Yes, it's me.
Why?
If I said no, they would have found somebody else. So it seemed better for it to be someone who liked you guys, who would overlook major transgressions and concentrate on the really picayune stuff.
And what are we supposed to do? Thank you?
You're welcome.
Stop fooling around, Levitt. This isn't funny.
Wait. That's okay, sir. Let him say what he wants. He could take a swing at me if it'll make him feel better.
No.
I mean, it's always open season on Carl Levitt, right? Anybody else want to get in a shot?
You're an ugly broad.
How are we supposed to keep working with you?
I didn't know you had been.
What?
Has it ever occurred to any of you that maybe I wouldn't be doing this if I had gotten 1 ounce of respect from you guys?
Levitt.
Get to you in a minute, sir. But all I got was, hi there, little Levitt. File this, little Levitt. See you later, little Levitt.
Well, I only meant that in the diminutive sense.
Never treated me as anything but a joke.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, well, what?
You're right.
Levitt, I'm partially responsible for that.
No kidding. Maybe I would have a little credibility with them if you stop yanking me up and down like a yo-yo. One day I'm in uniform, then plain clothes, and now this. For God's sake, sir, make up your mind.
Oh, I told you many times, Levitt, it has to do with manpower.
Sir, I'd certainly love to hear it again, but as it is, I'm late for the park. Look. I know there's supposed to be a bond, a trust between cops, and I broke that trust. I owe everyone here an apology for doing that. I just hope you understand why I did it. And give me another chance to prove myself. All right? All right.
Maybe he forgot something.
Mr. Golden, come on, I'm gonna run you over to the tombs. Hey, it's just the name of the place.
Yeah, I know.
Come on, let's go.
Listen, in case I didn't mention it, I appreciate what you've done for me before, bringing in my wife.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, it reminded me why I left her in the first place.
Hey, you're welcome.
You know something?
What?
You're probably going to be the last person I meet in this world that I can call a friend.
Hey, look, I really appreciate that, Mr. Golden. Hey, but look, I mean, 6 months. Well, what do they know? I mean, it could be 6 years, huh?
It's okay. I know people make such a big thing about dying. It's all part of the deal. I'm all ready. I got me a nice little plot overlooking the Long Island Expressway, just waiting for me. I even paid for the funeral and everything.
That's nice.
You want to come?
Well,
It's not going to be anything fancy. One rabbi, a few flowers, a little buffet afterwards. I can have you notified if you want.
Sure. I'd like that, Mr. Golden.
Okay.
Let's go.
The eulogy is still open.
I'll think about it.
Not going to be anything special. I mean, you already got my arrest record and everything.
Come on, let's go.
Thank you, valuables, and get on out of here.
Thank you.
Here you go. Okay, that's it.
Thank you. Guess you think I'm just another crackpot, huh?
No, I think you voiced some legitimate concerns.
Really?
Sure. Any large organization of powerful people, even if it's not conspiratorial, is open to excess and abuse.
You know, you're the first person who's really understood what I'm talking about.
Well, I think you got some very valid criticisms of the commission.
Right.
And I'm certainly going to bring them up at the next meeting.
What?
I'm a member.
Oh, God, no!
No hard feelings.